throw that was very accurate, right on the money. Just thrown a fraction of a second too late as the runner, as the receiver, could not catch the ball and get a foot down. Otherwise, a good design play, and Bath showing that they're not afraid to throw the football even in these conditions.
First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 24-yard line. Dubes and Diaz in the eye in the backfield. Number 21 in motion. That's Dubes. And he gets the handoff as he's coming back to the right side from the 25, and it's a scrum at the 27 where forward motion stops. Looks like it's maybe a gain of 2 yards on the play. And brings up a second and 8 for the green and white. Trailing 7-0 to Bath.
The junior Deontay Walker gets his first tackle of the evening.
The green and white Lakers moving left to right across their radio. As they line up, Seth Bowles wide to the right. Number 4, Dustin Cady in the backfield as the fullback. Dubes in motion to the far sideline. Pitch out to Diaz around the left end, trying to find the seam. He does. He's crossed the 30, down to the 32, and goes out of bounds, taking out the chain gang and almost at the 33-yard line. It's going to be shy of the first down by about a yard, maybe two. They put him down at the 32-yard line, and shy of the first down by 3 yards as the rain's coming down even harder.
Tackle made by 54, Brandon Chapko.
Third and 3 for Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at their 31.5-yard line. They come out of the huddle. Seven men on the line coming out. Almost a little bit of a pro set. And it's to Diaz, and he's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets out to the 32, a gain of 1. And now Lakers will have a fourth down situation. First down marker is at the 34-yard line. They are at the 32.
Number 51, Zach Grider with his first tackle. Saginaw-Nivelle leads Marlette 7-0 early in that game.
Pulling up our radar here, just some light rain showers moving through the area. Almost could say it looks like an Alberta Clipper moving through. Hate to hear those words already. As Terrence Dubes is ready to kick this one, putting it away for Lakers. He stands on his 20-yard line, a little bit of a high snap. Still gets it off, great punt. Bounces at the 32, takes a Laker bounce. Going out of bounds at the 22. A great punt from Dukes from the 33 down to the 22. So it's still 7-0 Bath, scoring on their first drive. Each team has had a drive of their own, resulting in a nothing going. Lakers had a punt, and Bath actually stalled out near the red zone of Lakers.
And Lakers also has a turnover, Clark. So far, things not going well for the home team, but a good punt there, something to be happy about. With this weather and conditions, definitely field position is going to be very important.
Bath in the huddle, first and 10 from their own 22-yard line, right to left across your radio. Receiver wide each way. Number 6, Marcus Allen on your left. To the right, number 7, Cam Ellsworth. As for Evan Shemka comes in for Lakers on defense. Quinn Smith came out. Seems to be fine. First and 10 for the Fighting Bees at their own 22-yard line after a beautiful punt from Dubes. Moffitt under center, Richardson in motion, and it's an option. Moffitt to the right, Moffitt has it, it's going to keep it and goes out of bounds after reaching the 25-yard line out to the 26. Maybe a gain of 4. We'll say a 3-yard gain, second and 7.
Seth Bowles forced him out of bounds.
Lakers starting to adjust to the option read, try not to over-pursue into the backfield.
So far, a lot of Bath's plays have gone to the right side of their line. Almost all of them but one. One came back a counter to this side. That's been everything so far.
And now they go to the left, or I should say right through the middle. It's a handoff to the fullback, 45.
Oh, Ryan, what a run.
And he, first contact was at the line of scrimmage. back at the 27-yard line, and he rumbles all the way out to the 36. A 9-yard gain for Rhindress, picking up a first down for Bats.
Terrence Dubes, first one there, but it took a lot of Lakers to bring down Rhindress.
First and 10. As they're trying to keep that ball dry, but in this kind of weather, it's rather difficult. Their center for Bath, number 76, Justin Batterson, 5'10", 240 pounds, and he's a junior. Richardson in motion to the right. Moffitt back to pass, staying in the pocket.
Has
receiver open, but he overthrew him. That's intended for number 3, Leslie Payne, a 5'9", 145 running back coming out of the backfield. Falls incomplete, now second and 10.
And a nice play design, a good play call there by the Bath coach there. Really had him open, just a little bit overthrown. And again, he's throwing into a weird rain and into the wind. So I can't blame him for throwing it a little harder than anticipated.
What's a weird rain?
It's not really a rain. It's almost like it's a mix. It's almost a snow.
Dave Hansen said it, not I. As Moffitt's going on the option to the right, he breaks through the line of scrimmage across the 40. And a green jersey jumps out and brings him down to the 41-yard line. It's a 5-yard pickup, 3rd and 5 now for the Bath Fighting Bees.
Diaz makes the stop. Harbor Beach scores again. Seltz with another touchdown run, 30 yards. 2-point conversion, no good, 12-0 Harbor Beach.
And Montrose leads Reese 7-0. 3rd and 5, Richardson in motion. As Moffitt rolls to his left to pass to Rhindress, and he hit the hands of him at the first down marker, but it falls incomplete. And it's going to bring up a 4th down now for Bath. Intended receiver Rhindress, the fullback, couldn't get a handle on it.
Yeah, and a nice little play action play there. Rhindress coming out in the flat right at the first down marker. Ball thrown right into the breadbasket and just couldn't hang on to it. Not sure if it was weather related or if he heard footsteps, Clark.
The go green, go white going here for the Laker fan base, coming out in droves, even considering the weather. As they are ready to punt it away, and they do, that's number 10, Casey Kessler. And Lakers brings it at the 32-yard line, jumping on it. Seth Bowles bringing it in, and it's 1st and 10 for the Lakers, close to their first drive location where they fumbled, in fact, at the 32-yard line, 1st and 10. So we saw some action right away from Bath, but now both teams hunkering down, and it's a defensive battle.
Both defenses have really dug in here and doing a nice job and taking advantage of this weather. Number 42, Aiden Shank, made the tackle on special teams.
1st and 10 for Lakers, and now we have an official timeout. As it looks like they're looking at Rhindross, might have some blood on him. Nope. Just mud. And now we have to, we're looking things over again now. Now the same official is signaling to Dustin Kading. He has to come off. And now, so Dustin Cady comes out, and number 23 is in, Steve Kaczynski. First and 10 is a handoff to Diaz, right through the middle, has the first down to the 45-yard line, finally brought down to the 47 by Cam Ellsworth. The last saving grace for Bath, and it's a 1st and 10. For the Lakers.
Diaz running with a little enthusiasm there as he burst through the line.
Started at the 33-yard line. Now they're out to the 46, a 13-yard gain for Diaz. And Lakers starting to move the ball.
Looks like Eli Kraft with a touchdown run.
Three touchdowns for Harbor Beach, still in the first quarter over Oakland. 4.5 to play in the first quarter here. It's Bath 7, Lakers nothing. Lakers with the ball at their own 46-yard line. Two men in the backfield, Cady and Diaz. And it's another handoff to Diaz around the left end, across midfield to the 45. And he is turned over at the 46-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain, 2nd and 3 coming up.
Leslie Payne with the tackle.
wonder if he's related to Adrian Payne. Same spelling for the